No.
This is Leroy.
Hey, Leroy, good morning. This is Muzz, Local Splash, the Google Marketing.
Yeah, I just seen it declined your payment. I don't know why. It actually spammed you guys.
Yeah, it says suspected fraud. Usually when we get this message, your bank should either email or text you.
It did.
Okay.
But
and then,
I'm going to tell you this. It did email me and text me, but it also made me get a new car. So let me give you a new car number if we can do that.
Yeah. All right. Give me 1 second here. Let me update that for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Usually our clients, they just reply yes, and then we just process it again. But if you want to give me a new card, no problem.
Yeah, no, I said yes, and then it just went right on into issuing me. Well, it had 3 transactions that it suspected, too. It was like, we've been declining, blah, 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 and you was at the top of the list. And so I checked it.
Okay.
You're as a known transaction, but then it went right into displaying another card. So let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so for the new card, Leroy, what's the billing address?
It's the same.
Same one? All right. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And then the card number?
It is 4031-6304-0125-9683.
All right. Expiration?
It is going to be 12/28.
Okay. And then the security code?
439.
It looks like this one is going to be going through successfully. Give me a second here. All right. Leroy, I do want to say congratulations, my friend. Welcome to the family at Local Splash. Super, super happy to have you on board.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. You said the next step will be, I'll be hearing from one of your representatives.
Yeah, correct. So what I need to go ahead and do right now is schedule that appointment. They need at least 1 hour from now to gather the information, assuming they even have that availability within the hour. And then you tell me what a good time for you would be. It's about a 30-minute to a 45-minute call.
Okay. An hour from now, it'll be 11. Yeah. Anytime before 1, and if you can't do before 1, which before 1 my time, it would have to be after, say, 5.
Okay, so you said after 5 or after 1?
No, before 1.
Before 1.
After 5.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We get kind of crazy around that time. I got meetings and I got a one-day
okay.
job.
I hear you, my friend. So we can do 10 o'clock Pacific Standard. So that would be 1 o'clock on the dot. So that won't work.
Well, yeah, we can do that.
Sweet.
All
right, let me go ahead and send that email over right now.
Okay. And do I need to have anything handy?
If you could be in front of a computer, that would be best case scenario, if anything. If not,
I have my trusty dusty tablet with me. Does he work?
That'll do it. That'll do it. That's why we pay the big bucks for the tablets, right?
Yeah, this one actually turns into a desktop when I'm at home.
Oh, there you go. Okay. What kind of tablet is it?
HP.
HP? Oh, there you go.
It has a docking station, so it just goes right into monitor mode.
That's great, man. Yeah, I could be a technological geek. I look at my computer
really?
That I have as a Ferrari, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have? Yeah.
I build my own computer.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. So,
really?
It has a fast GPU, which is basically a computer processing unit, and then the GPU, which is the graphics. You need a lot of RAM, you need a lot of memory, right? And so, when you're in the world of digital marketing, man, there's a lot of work that's going on, so you gotta make sure that you're up,
yeah,
you're on
yeah,
par,
right,
up to speed.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. I used to, well, before I started with iPhones, I used to, build my own phone. You know, you buy the phone and then you wipe it.
Okay.
I don't do that. Nowadays, iPhones is the way to go.
That is
especially,
it, man.
I want to say I boot looped my last phone that I was trying to jailbreak, and it messed everything up.
Yeah, when you jailbreak or root devices, you have to be careful because you end up, what they call, bricking it, right?
Bricking it. And so you got a new phone that you done bricked.
Man, I used to be into that. All that used to be a hobby for me, rooting and adding custom, like the ROMs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, that used to be my thing, but. Like I said, I started dealing with iPhones, and it really didn't make a lot of sense to do it anymore.
Yeah, it was a phase. Okay, so I'm sending that email out right now. If you can just confirm that it's coming in.
Yeah, I got it.
Uh-oh. I didn't send it yet. Hang on.
Hello, Leroy. Welcome to Local Splash.
So yeah, that's the introduction one. If you can go ahead and open that and sign the terms and conditions for me, please.
Hey, I got a logo that I made.
Okay.
But it looks like I made it.
Oh, so you want us to kind of look into it, see if we can maybe edit or modify it for you?
Yeah.
In this package, right, I mean,
guys,
I can make a note of it, and then when you talk to the onboarding agent, we'll see what we can do for you, man.
Yeah. Even if you know somebody that does it. I just couldn't clean it up the way I wanted it to be clean. And now it's getting to the point where I need to put it on the side of the truck, and I kind of want to, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to ask you if you would be open to just prepaying for the year. It's kind of like Costco. You buy in bulk, you get a wholesale discount. Because most business owners, they do the year because they're not retiring. This is all tax deductible. Google website, you have to start thinking long term. And you're saving a lot of money. And it would be $2,500 for the year, which is about $208. So it doesn't really sound like much of a difference, but I mean, it does add up. You would be saving, let me see. You'd be saving almost $500 throughout the entire course of the year. And again, it's all tax write-off, so.
I think moving forward, we probably will, but this is not a good time.
No worries.
Insurance and everything, I like to pay it up for the year, so it's not one of those things I got to remember to pay every month.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, you know, once we do help you get more customers, you can always call back in and upgrade to something more comprehensive or look into, you know, annual options, things of that nature. And then were you able to take a look at your terms and conditions there for the signing?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Okay. And then once you sign that, we will be good to go, unless you already signed it and it's taking a second on my end. You got any plans for the Halloween?
Well, no. I'll probably be stuck on giving out candy again.
Candy?
Yeah.
It's always fun to see people's, the kids' costumes, right? These days we have the Ring camera, so if we don't have any candy, we can...
Just not answer.
See? But I don't want the poor kids to come to the house for no reason. So
it's good to be able to go back to it too, because my wife normally takes the kids trick or treating, and I'd be stuck home giving out candy. So when I'd be telling the stories, it's kind of good to be able to go back to it on the Ring camera.
Man, so the candy just tastes better this time around, man.
I don't really eat candy, which. I'm going to tell you this, a lot of people in our neighborhood have started giving out adult drinks, adult beverages.
Really?
Yeah.
That's legal?
I don't know.
Jeez. That's really interesting.
It's cider, shots.
Mm.
But like I say, I haven't been able to go trick-or-treating in maybe 10 years. It's just something that my wife does with the kids. I always be stuck on giving out candy.
Yeah. I don't have any kids, but I'll be going to my cousin's house, and they have the kiddos, and just walk around the neighborhood. They have, you know, the golf carts and stuff, so always a good time over there. They do it pretty big. Wouldn't mind going into a haunted house.
I'm going to tell you this, Muzz. Last weekend and this weekend, downtown Charlotte, oh, my God, it'd be crazy. Now, I will get a chance. I wore my costume last weekend, and I'll get a chance to wear it this weekend, too. It says... we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Usually, like in the welcome, it should be able to give you that the welcome email. You should be able to access your terms and conditions. If you are unable to sign it now, I mean, when your onboarding agent gives you a call, can kind of walk.
I want to say that welcome one, I signed it already, and now every time I click into it, it just keeps saying we're working on it.
Okay.
So it came to me in the email. I mean, in text message.
If you signed it, then you're good. It's just taking a second to update on my end. So then we're good to go there. It was just basically like your autograph on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then perfect. That is it, my friend. That is it. And really, that would conclude our phone meeting until onboarding gives you a call, my friend. So.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Look forward to working with you guys.
My pleasure, my friend. I want to say congratulations again one last time, Leroy. We do. Thank you for choosing Local Splash for your Google marketing. We understand you have a choice, and it's a privilege, my friend. So congratulations to both of you and your wife, and be safe out there tonight, okay? Whatever you guys do.
All right, you too. Be safe.
All right, see you on Google. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.